How much spaghetti should you make for two people? About a fistful should do it. One of life's great unanswered mysteries. Hi, everybody. I'm Todd Conklin. This is the Pre-Accident Investigation Safety Moment, and I am here to take you through safety momentness today. So we talked a bunch about choices. We'll probably continue to talk a lot about choices. Today, I want to talk to you about this one little piece of information that I'm going to say to you, and you're going to remember it for a long time. Human beings tend to make choices by using little tiny intellectual shortcuts. Right? Now, the fancy pants word for those little tiny intellectual shortcut is the notion of heuristics. And if you want to look that up, it's completely worth looking up. We use heuristics to sort of determine which way to go, flip a coin, a handful of spaghetti. All of these things are basically small simulations that we run in our head based upon past knowledge and past experience. This influences the notion of choice greatly. Because we really can make two kinds of choices: thoughtful, very deep, very pondering, very deliberate choices, or very quick, gut-level, emotional choices. And neither are right nor wrong. One is not better. One is not worse. They're really context-dependent. They're going to depend on what you find and what happens. What's interesting is that the choice we see after it has consequence oftentimes looks worse than the choice we made before the consequence happened. Well, of course you should have taken more time if it failed, of course. The problem is did you have more time before it failed? And that's why we create these little shortcuts. We got millions of them, but we make little shortcuts based upon the information we have at hand, and that's how we make choices. Something to think about, something to chew on for this week. It's always good to be thinking of these things. I hope you're getting what you need. Have as much fun as you possibly can. Learn something new every single day. And for goodness sakes, be safe.